Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on iTunes. You know it. You love it. You know it. You love it. It's the Everyday Saturday podcast on a President's Day, February 19th, 2017. President's Day here in the United States. The kids are off school. Always challenging, man. You have this issue, any of you that work from home and your kids are home and you've got four kids at home and you try to get any work done and bam, they bust through the door like Kramer on Seinfeld every 5 minutes, like the house is on fire. Dad, you have $5? Dad, have you seen Laura? Laura busts in. Dad, have you seen Paige? Paige busts in. Dad, have you seen Ma? It's like, hey, hello, old daddy-o here runs a business. So gotta kind of see yourself out of the office there, girls. But anyway, that's one of the things. That is not what I'm talking about today on the show. But when you become an entrepreneur, I'm curious, if you decide to work from home, be very, very careful and be very protective of your time and understand the blessing is you see your family all the time. The curse is you see your family all the time. So with that being said, let's get into it. What are you willing to accept? Let's hear it. Come on, y'all. What are you willing to accept? What are you willing to accept? Because what you are willing to accept tells you exactly about where you are going. Are you willing to accept $10 when you know you should be earning $100 for an hour's worth of your work? Are you willing to accept mediocre relationships when you know you should be in an amazing relationship? Man, let me tell you, I share a couple stories with you on the show. Is that okay? We keep it real, keep it raw. Hope that's all right. By the way, shout out to all of our new listeners. Yes, I see your messages on Instagram. Yes, I see your tweets and the very kind emails. The good news is there's a lot of them. Challenging part, it's difficult to get back to everybody. I try to do my best. I'm sorry if I haven't sent you a personal reply back. It's not because I don't love you and appreciate you for listening to this podcast and keeping us up atop iTunes. But it's good, man. It's growing. It's growing. It's growing. It's growing. You know, there's a one time back in the day, let's just start with this show, that I was willing to accept 100 downloads in a week. It was awesome. Oh, my God, 100 people downloaded the show. And then I started to think, are they nuts? Because it's a show about nothing. I mean, I've said nothing. All I did was scream into a microphone, kind of like what I'm doing right now. And I thought to myself, boy, that's great. And then I seriously thought, they've got to be as deranged as I am. There's no way a normal person would like this show. You know, it's funny, every now and again, I'll get a one-star review like I talked about, I think it was last week or the week before. Or no, I didn't even share this on the show. There's somebody, which is fine, man. You got to have one-star reviews of your books, of your show, of whatever, because if not, it looks like you're paying bots out there to give you five-star reviews. It makes it look better, actually. So go out there and get yourself some one-star reviews. But a guy, girl, whoever it was, they didn't get the show. You don't get the show, which is fine. They hated it. They said, Sam sucks. I don't get it. He's screaming. He's criticizing his own listeners, blah, blah, blah. I don't recall criticizing my own listeners. Ever done that. But anyway, point being, that's the podcasting world. Put yourself out there a little bit. But when you do, what are you willing to accept? And so when I first got started, I thought, well, geez, if I got 100 downloads in a week, why not get 500? How do I get 500 downloads? Well, do more shows. I'm not willing to accept just doing one show every other day or every few days. I'm going to do a show every day. And that 100 turned to 1,000. Let me tell you something. When I saw 1,000 downloads come in one day of this show, I about needed a diaper. I mean, it was ridiculous. I'm thinking, holy cow, there's so many insane people. What it really told me, and then in all seriousness, people are trapped. They're in their own mental prison. They want to know that it's okay to think, you know, different thoughts than everybody else out there. not bad thoughts, not evil thoughts. They want to know it's okay to, do I really need to have a job? I mean, I know I'm a dad. I know I'm a husband. I'm not a lunatic, but I dream about running my own business someday, or I dream about being free. I dream about just starting a pet sitting business and letting somebody's cat out and getting paid $30 for a day. I mean, am I stupid because I'm wearing a white collar and a tie every day that I dream about wanting to own a hot dog stand? And, God, I can't share it with anybody, but this guy, Sam, he's certifiably nuts. He gets it. And that's how I wasn't willing to just accept 1,000 downloads in a day. Then it got to be like a drug. It's 2,000, 3,000, 10,000. I mean, I still remember 100,000 downloads of one show, and it was the interview I did with Jerry Ballone, the guy that spent 37 years in prison for killing three people in Western New York in 1973. It was on record the worst murder in the history of Western New York. Jerry Ballone, I found him on Craigslist back in 2013 because I didn't know him. You know, I don't hang with mass murders, but Jerry Ballone got out of prison, put an ad on Facebook that he could haul junk. I was demoing our 1870 Victorian in Springville, New York, south, 30 miles south of Buffalo, called his ad. He came. We're in the driveway, and he's hauling this plaster and lath. And I'm doing everything I can to lift one garbage bag full of plaster. And if you've ever demoed plaster and lath, you know what I'm talking about. That stuff is – it's nasty. It's dusty. It's heavy. He's carrying one bag in each arm. Dude's 60 years old, bald. I mean, he just built like a brick you-know-what house. And I was like, hey, so what do you do, Jerry? He's like, oh, I just got out of prison for 37 years after killing three people. I'm like, excuse you? What? What are you talking about? I gave the old, oh, really? And he didn't laugh. And when somebody tells you they killed three people and they don't laugh, the hair on the back of your neck stands up. And it's dark still in Buffalo because the sun usually rises. It's usually sunny on a Thursday in Buffalo once, and then the rest of the time it's cloudy. But anyway, the sun is like 7:30 in the morning. It came on time, too. It was like 7 a.m. sharp, and it was still dark in the morning. It was cold. It was February. We're standing in my driveway. It's dark. I'm with a guy that committed a triple murder, spent 37 years in prison or so. I go, did you get all that out of your system, or you still got any anger issue? I mean, I'm standing here with you, and I'm feeling a little, man. He goes, I'm a speaker. You're a speaker? What are you talking about, man? You're a speaker? Yeah, I'm a speaker. I go, what do you speak about? He goes, I wrote a book called Rising from the Ashes, the Jerry Ballone story. So I want you to do this. When you're done listening to the show, Google Jerry Ballone, B as in boy, A-L-O-N-E, Jerry Ballone. And if you're a avid listener of the show, you've heard me tell the story. You've actually heard the Jerry Ballone podcast. So I was talking to him like, damn. So I dropped everything, literally. And it was an amazing story. So we hauled 17 bags of plaster to the back of his truck. I guess it was like $100 cash. I go, how do you make money? Because no one's going to hire you. And he told me the whole story. I'm not going to get into it now. But he speaks at churches and schools, or used to speak at churches and schools, and had given a motivational speech to everybody about how you can rise from the ashes, no matter how bad life is, you know. And he found God and all of that. And he said, I sleep on my floor. I don't have any heat, really. And this is Buffalo, guys, Buffalo in the wintertime. No heat, really. So I bundle up blankets, coats. I sleep, put a winter hat on. I sleep on the floor. I don't have any furniture. I've been turned down for 200 jobs because, obviously, my record isn't good. And the one thing I had was perfect credit because I never had any credit. I went into jail when I was 18, and I didn't get out until, What's that even? 65, 55 or so years old, late 50s. So I walked into the dealership, and I had like an 800 credit score because I didn't have any credit. I'd been in jail for that long. They said, you can buy anything you want in the showroom, anything you want, sign it, just sign your name. So I bought this brand new Toyota pickup with a trailer hitch, and I went, and now I haul stuff on Craigslist. And you know what? He wasn't willing to accept. Now listen to me real good here. I am not condoning what Jerry did, and Jerry would never condone what he did. But he believed that he was forgiven by God, which there is no condemnation through Jesus. So he got that. He read it. He lived it, though. He lived it. And we were going to do a speaking gig together on the circuit. We were going to kind of fire it up together, Jerry and Sam. And then he died 30 days later, died in his sleep. Isn't that something? He died in his sleep. We had big plans, Jerry and I did, but You know, Jerry came to Christ, and he also came to grips with what he was willing to accept. He accepted the fact that he had committed a heinous crime. And it was just a robbery gone, I don't say just, okay? I'm trying to make sure I do not minimize this, okay? It was a murder. Three lives were taken. But it was just supposed to be a robbery. That's all it was supposed to be. And him and his buddy got drunk, and I don't know if they were on drugs or not. I don't know the entire story, but they went to rob the house, and the elderly couple that was supposed to have been on vacation that night, Jerry and they had, I think they cased the house, and they found out they were going on vacation. They didn't go on vacation. They decided to leave the next day. And when Jerry and his friend were in the house together and they were surprised by the owner of the home, they shot the owner. They had a gun. They shot the owner of the home, shot his wife. And there was a witness that saw them coming out, and they shot them too. Three people dead. Jerry was spent 37 years, 17 different penitentiaries in the state of New York. And you may be wondering, well, how would they ever let a guy like that out? Well, the parole laws, Elliot Spitzer, before he had left office as governor of New York, had given, I think, one last, hey, let's find some people that we could take a shot with and let them out to let up a little space in the prison system. And there was a program, don't know the name of it, couldn't tell you, but Jerry did. And he said, I took advantage of that program, and I put my name in the hat, went in front of the parole board, and they let me out. And he accepted his fate. He accepted the fact that he couldn't go anywhere in his neighborhood without people literally pulling their children close to them, double, triple locking their doors, calling the cops, asking to get Jerry out. He accepted that. He also accepted the fact that he could bring value to the world and to his local community. He volunteered. He was a speaker. He went to, like I said, schools and churches, and he hauled junk for a living. That's all he was qualified to do right now, because all he could do was haul junk, because he didn't have to put on the Craigslist ad that I'm an ex-con. So I think about those stories, and I didn't even have Jerry Ballone on the brain. That's just how this show works. We start with one direction, we go another one, and we wrap it up, and that's kind of the beauty of this podcast. I had no plans of talking about Jerry Ballone. But if my memory is not mistaken, that would have been 5 years ago this month I met him. And it'll be 6 years ago next month that he died. I still have his text message on my phone. Hey, we need to get together. I was just showing it to somebody the other day. What are you willing to accept? So you probably haven't spent 37 years in prison. You probably got pretty good credit. Maybe not. Maybe if you got a couple bucks in your wallet, you're way ahead of Jerry. What are you willing to accept? You willing to accept the fact that you don't know how to do something, so therefore you can't earn any income doing it? Are you willing to accept that you're going to be dead maybe in 30 years or less, and you're okay with that? Are you willing to accept that maybe it's the end of the day right now, and you let another one go by without at least attempting to do something amazing? Do you accept that? Because if you accept that, the world's giving you that. And it's just giving it to you because that's all you're saying that you want, you know? I believe, my faith tells me the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. When Jesus died, he left the Holy Spirit inside of me so that I could move mountains, so that I could really just, I mean, if all of us had that energy, think of the things we could do. Just think if we had 1,000 people in a room and we all felt that same way. That's the way I feel. Now, I don't always have that in front. I always have the Spirit inside of me, the Holy Spirit inside, but I don't. I'm telling you, man, I fall. I fall just like you fall. I'm willing to accept being 10, 15 pounds overweight on occasion. I'm willing to accept. Back in the day, I was willing to accept $1,000 for a 12-week coaching program because I thought all I was worth. I was willing to accept $2,500 for a speaking gig until they offered me $25,000. I was willing to accept doing a product launch in 2009 until joint venture partners of the likes of Bob Proctor, Joe Vitale, and others, and Mind Movies, and everybody came to me saying, hey, can we mail for your product and doing a $1 million launch? I was willing to accept a 10 grand launch. I would have been happy with $10,000. I was willing to accept that our daughter wasn't going to make it after just a couple of days, born at 1 pound. Water breaks at 23 weeks, wife in hospital for 1 week, delivers at 24 weeks. I was willing to accept whatever God was going to give us, but now she's 30 pounds, no trach, no ventilator. She's learning to speak. She can't talk really great, but you know what she can say? Daddy. Yeah, baby. I'm going to preach a little bit now. She says, Daddy. Yeah, I'm not willing to accept anything less now than a fully healed child. Playing lacrosse just like my other girls are. Driving me absolutely crazy. I welcome the drama, okay? I welcome all that. I'm not willing to accept what I would have accepted just 3 years ago because I've seen the power of a miracle. I'm not willing to accept having a J-O-B, the jump out of bed, the journey of the broke, the just over broke, just because somebody tells me that I should have a job. And neither should you if that's the way you're feeling led. So whatever you're willing to accept, whatever that is, that's on you, man. That's on you. That ain't on anybody else. You can't go playing the blame game because inside the word blame is lame, and it's lame if you're blaming somebody else for where you are right now. You know that. You're better than that. You know you're better than that. So if you know you're better than that, why in the hell are you accepting anything less than greatness in your life? Why? Because you think it's just you, man. You think it's just you. How about you tap into that creator? How about you tap into that spirit? How about you tap into that greatness? You can't do this thing called life alone. Oh, my God, if I had to do this alone, I'd be divorced. I know I would be divorced. I would be bankrupt. I would be living in probably a studio apartment someplace, miserable, probably living off the system. Yeah, man, I can't do this thing alone. You need to rally around. You have greatness inside of you. And why don't you bring some people around you to feel that, man? Get that tsunami going. You don't got to do it alone. Start up a meetup group, a network group. Start your own whatever it is you got to do online to get it going, man. There's a million different things you can do. You know, I'm not going to teach that. I'm just going to inspire you to get your ass off the ground and get going. Get going. The clock's ticking, and every day that goes by is another one that got away. Don't let that happen. What? Write it down, man. What are you now willing not to accept? Ha! Not to accept. No more will I accept. And fill in the blank, baby. No more will I accept. Fill in the blank. And then own it. And then we'll be back tomorrow listening to the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Every Day is Saturday Show!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.